Peace, family. It's your boy Kyle with the AK96 podcast. We're back with my boy Alex, my brother.
You know what it is?
Not really, but whatever.
yeah, it's Alex with AK96 podcast. I'm tripping. We haven't done this in a couple weeks.
So yeah, rusty. Been busy. Me personally, I've been making life changes. Moved.
Oh yeah, my boy moved to a new crib. Yeah. When I tell y'all, this man glowed up.
Hey man,
one more addition.
Grind, you work hard, you play hard. So.
You feel me?
But nah, definitely blessed. I just been busy. But we're back. We're back in action, and we're gonna talk about some COVID.
Oh yes, so we're gonna talk about COVID. So I have an experience. I didn't catch COVID, but
you
I
didn't
took
catch COVID.
The vaccine, and I took the worst. I took the Johnson & Johnson. So I'm out here to say F Johnson & Johnson. I ain't ever gonna buy that for my kids. I ain't gonna ever buy their Pampers, their diapers, their lotions, nothing. Johnson & Johnson just lost a customer forever.
Hey man,
because y'all gonna put out this whack vaccine. Literally, it took 2 hours maybe, and right. I felt crazy chills all in my body.
Yeah.
And I started, I had a massive headache. I started throwing up. I threw up all my food. For the past 2 days, I got scared. I ate ramen. Shout out to Wooden Leader. But it was like a red sauce, and I thought I was throwing up blood. Oh, but I just had to realize, I was like, okay, this
yeah,
is
that would have been scary.
Bro,
yeah.
I got
yeah,
so scared.
That would have been scary, yeah.
And, I feel so bad because I haven't prayed in forever. So, I thought I was going to die. I will be on what I'll be on.
What's that what mean with the dog?
Oh.
It's me again.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's me again.
You feel me?
I was just dying. Bro, I had to call my mom, dog. I had to call my parents to come get me. So I was like, I was chilling at my parents' crib for 2 days.
I mean, if I threw up and, the color was kind of red, I'd be on the fence. I'd be like, whoa, that's not normal.
Bro, I was laying down, literally my bathroom for probably a cool 30 minutes, and I didn't realize it.
But that's crazy how that vaccine takes you out like that. Me personally, yes. For those that, yeah, definitely do research. But for those that, follow my page, I don't 100%, believe COVID is an actual real thing.
Nah, I think it's real.
Don't get me wrong. People are dying, and I've lost, whatever is out there that people are getting that is, supposedly people are dying from.
You're
that's real.
Crazy flu.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, bro, is just the simple fact of they don't even know 100% what this thing is. Now they're talking about potentially having it, taking it annually. Like at that point, I just feel like y'all just are willing to, y'all don't know what time it is. And then you push a drug, within 8 months. What I'm saying? Y'all somehow got it to get. No,
and it's probably the
I'm not
worst
trusting
shot
it.
Ever. Oh, and I couldn't move my arms.
I'm not trusting it, but don't get me wrong. But see, there's a difference between not trusting it and being ignorant.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not ignorant to the fact that, because I don't somehow believe, that this might not be real, doesn't mean I'm not sensitive.
Sickness going on.
It's something going out there. I've lost family, that has somehow gotten this, the COVID and then died from it. You know what I'm saying? So whatever is out here that people are getting, it's real.
It's very real.
People are dying.
My grandmother had it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's something people are getting.
Yeah.
But it may not. Hey, look. It may not be what you think.
I'm not going to stop living my life how I normally have. I've been wild. Oh, my Lord. But I'm definitely cutting back on going outside bars and stuff like that. But for sure. Just money wise, though.
Money teams. Yeah, you got to stack your bread up.
You feel me? But now my parents, though, when I was over there for 2 days, my parents, bro, they be in the crib. I would go insane, dog. They be quarantining it's the beginning.
I know my parents too. I told you my mom was like, if I'm gonna have to wait 60 days just to
60 days.
Some people are strict with it. Some people are lax. I wear my mask. I make sure I have my mask on me, as annoying as it is.
Yeah, especially
you wear it during the gym. I tried, but
I might stop because I see everybody else in there. They don't be doing it, but I'd be
It's a mixture. It's 50-50. It's 50-50. You have
if
maybe
I forget it, I won't go back to the car.
It's probably about 20. Let's say a gym is at, on a Monday, 7:30. I want to say maybe about 25% of the people have a mask on. Yeah, everybody else is just out there. I mean,
white folk.
But I ain't finna be running, huffing and puffing in no mask.
Nah, and I'm definitely like,
that's,
you know,
that's different.
Blasting the seats with the cleaner. Yeah, but, bro, it is real. I think for sure, do your
Do your research. You know, just don't, you know, take it, you know, off somebody's word. There's a reason why I feel the way I feel. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't mess with Johnson. What? And that's another thing. What they doing making the vaccine?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, y'all need to stick making the baby oil that they be messing up on, get sued on. That's the wrong covering, man. But see, that's what I'm saying. It just doesn't make. I don't know. Something's off.
I know, I don't trust it. I mean, if you do,
I don't trust the government, and I don't trust the vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, get your Pfizer, give your Moderna if you do choose to get vaccinated.
But do your research, 100%. Yeah. Know what you're getting into, because again, you know, this is going into your body, and you know, our bodies are sacred temples. So anything we put in it, you know, if it's food, anything, liquid, you know, we should definitely do our research. So I implore everybody, definitely do your research. But if you know me, you know there's a reason why I feel what I feel.
Yeah, he's a conspiracy theorist.
100%. I don't
never understand it, but I get it. Tell me one of your biggest conspiracies.
Biggest conspiracies?
Yes.
One of mine?
Yes. And I'll tell you if I think it's like.
Okay, well, let me simply. Okay, I'm going to give one a good one for the listeners.
Something that everybody can be like, I can see that. That you think.
I was going to give like a simple one.
Give
a big one.
No, don't give a big one.
Okay, a simple one. I'm pretty sure nobody's probably, who knows? But okay, so there's a conspiracy theory that all the presidents are, I think I told you this, they're all related. Like, and look it up. Look it up. Like I said, do your research. Look it up. Like,
I can't believe
President Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're distant cousins.
No!
Look it up.
That's a nigga, dog.
Look, that's, I know, a nigga. But look it up. They're all related. And so,
and Hillary Clinton is a cracker, my friend.
And to further the theory is that whoever has the highest, okay, so, but here's the thing. The presidents are all related because of a bloodline that has passed through down.
So it's like royalty side killing.
Kind of, sort of, that's linked over to Britain. That's how I said this could lead into a big one too, but this is just simple.
Nah, let's keep it simple.
Yeah, that's what I said. This is just simple, but yeah, but that's the further the theory that, you know, basically whoever becomes president has a higher count of that certain bloodline. That's how they do it. But then they also play with democracy to make you feel like, well, like I said, that's going into like democracy, other conspiracy theories in itself as well. 100%, man. Democracy right now is definitely not where it should be. You know, people can't, you know, have an opinion. Nope. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. If we ever get people famous, will be canceled within the first week.
I would want to be, because I would want to be myself.
Exactly.
You know, we have a God-given, like, but it all comes down to respect.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Respect my opinion.
And I'm going to say it here on the podcast. I mean, if you feel or logically disagree with anything that I say and you want to like understand it or whatever, like debate about it, I'm with it.
Bro, I don't care if you disagree.
I'm with it.
I can care less if somebody disagrees with me. I have all these views.
You know how some people be like, so you know, they're so stuck on and biased in their own thinking, right?
Exactly.
And so they're just like, okay, well, you know, how you feel is just totally wrong.
Exactly.
If it's totally wrong, help me understand. Debate with me. Exactly. You feel me? Help me understand.
But most part, see, that's how we grow. Opinion,
that's all it is, man. If people get too butt hurt,
people don't get, you know. You can't get mad over facts. Well, I mean, people get mad over facts, but I don't care though. So it's just like, my thing is like, yo, if you get offended, that's on you. I don't care at this point. Like, bro, stay hurt. Yeah. If you don't want it, I don't care. You don't have to agree with me. I don't agree with you. You ain't got to kill me, and I ain't got to kill you.
People don't respect though, the fact that you don't agree with me. So now they want to hurt you.
And then you're gonna get boxed up real quick, real nice and quick.
But see, that's where democracy, you know, starts to diminish when people don't have a voice. You know, that's supposedly
this country. I hope people realize that Democrats and Republicans don't give a flying about this. I hope people start to realize that. Joe Biden is literally like Donald Trump. If you want to just take,
I mean, if you want to speak fast, I mean, there's several things, you know, that he said he was going to do, and did it complete opposite. Yeah, he pushed those stimulus checks, but that's just to shut everybody up.
Kids are still in cages.
Exactly. Kids are still in cages. But see, do your research, understand the world that we live in, and then some of these conspiracy theories become, you know, the actual truth.
Would you be president? I'm like, yeah, mad.
Would you become? Would you do president? Would
if,
you
I did, if I was president, I have, and I wasn't being a puppet like how they all are, then I would be, bro. I'm not.
What would
I'm,
you change as president? What would you do,
bro? What I'm about to go through all the police force. What I'm about to be taking them all off.
Yeah.
I'm whacking off every single white racist cop ever, bro. I'm whacking all races, bro.
Yeah.
All the people know my country bumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm blowing it up.
If I was president, my focus would definitely be on reforming our country here. I wouldn't necessarily be worried. I would hire the right people to be worried about foreign affairs, but my main focus and goal is to take care of home.
These black and brown. Asian
everybody,
all these minority communities, we can take care of that.
And you know, one thing that really gets me is that, you know, when it comes down to it, like, we definitely need change, especially like Congress, Congress, they stay in office for generations.
Oh my God.
And
bro,
sometimes those seats, pass down to family members, or, you know, if it's the, it, then the seat becomes, it's a who you know kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
nepotism.
If they had, like, you know, different diverse people coming in there and making laws, then, you know, it would definitely be different. But see, that's the thing. People are putting power for people to keep power. You know what I'm saying?
And of course, so, I would say that we wouldn't be able to change the
world. We can.
There wouldn't be, like, rich and poor. Because, you know, some people are just stuck in their ways.
We can change the world. If our people, as African Americans, black people, if we... you know, came together, united.
How would you change people's mentality? Let's say somebody.
Well, see, you have to teach.
Well, I'm saying though,
you have to show people.
Like, nah, that's not for me, bro. Because you can't force people. To, I mean,
you can.
I just want to go errand.
You can. Some people, but see, you have to be at a certain wavelength to be wanting to do that. You know, some people are just stagnant.
Yeah, some people just want to stay there.
Exactly, which is fine. You know what I'm saying? Some people aren't meant. You know what I'm saying?
So what
do
you do with those people? Some people, most people want to change it. Let's say
it depends on what they want to do. And it depends.
What are you
going
to do about that 25% of people that don't want to change? Those racists, those people that just want to stay stagnant. Everybody else is already on board. And they're like, yeah, we with it. But those 25% over them, that city, is like, nah, I ain't with
I would pray for them.
I'm blowing them up.
You're blowing them
up. I'm like, all right, everybody's running up.
I mean,
we about to just end it, dog.
But if you have, but then you have to dissect what racism is, you know, and it's a mental disease.
It's ignorance.
You know, for people to think that they're inferior, you know, just because of the color of their skin or creed,
it's
you know, it's pretty crazy. Me and you have the same insides.
Exactly.
You know, we're both human beings. We look different.
Yeah.
But pretty much our core is exactly the same.
DNA.
You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, and I think I said this on another podcast, like, the fact that we have idols, you know, like celebrities, we're not supposed to be looking up to them.
Oh my days.
You know
bro,
what I'm saying?
Yo, F the Kardashians and F the Jenners, bro.
Nobody. I mean, you can admire somebody, you can respect somebody 100%.
For sure.
But, you know, idolizing another human being, we're not supposed to be doing that. Because everybody's on the same level. You see, that's what I'm saying. It's mental racism, but I think teaching, you know, helping the community to understand is, if I want to, well, first off, if I become president, my first goal is to help bring up the black community. You got to take care of home, because home took care of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to go back home and really just, you know, like I said, bro, I'm big on like the kids. Like, I love working with kids because they're the next generation. They are the ones that shape what we want our future to be, or what we want our reality to be. You know, kids take on our wishes and dreams and wills. So, you know, we got to take care of the next generation, but help them to see, you know, what the world really is. Like, this is...
You just talked to my homegirl, bro.
A trap. You know, this is a matrix. People, there are so... We get distracted from day one. They keep things just to distract us from what's really going on. But see, you have to understand what's really going on.
What?
You know what I'm saying? It's
what?
Look, I do this. This is me. This is me.
This
is me.
So Illuminati,
you know?
Nigga here.
No, I want to understand the world, you know? And definitely, you know, changing. Bro, I'm telling you, like, if the black community, the African American, if our people, you know, unify
together
and unite.
Stop killing each other? Oh, man.
we could change it. We can change it. There's a reason they and people fear us. Why do you think?
Of course they fear us.
You know, back in the '80s, the '70s, eighties, and nineties, you know, in black communities, they had liquor stores, and you know, because they were trying to defeat, you know, the black man. Mm-hmm. You know, you defeat the strong source, and bro, these are enslaved books. Exactly. You know how to maintain slaves, like you know. I'm gonna be quiet at this point. I could go on
I'm
at
saying
all.
Too much.
But what are some conspiracies that that you know?
That I know.
That okay. Well, let me ask you a question.
Or do I know?
What is a conspiracy that blew your mind? You're like, wow, like that really has me questioning things.
That's a good question because I don't really look too deep into them because I'm like, what? Who came up with this? Why did they come up with this? Excuse my throat, good Lord. And just like, who says this is real, who says this is fake? Like, probably like people that believe in like a flat earth, stuff like that. People saying that we didn't land on the moon.
That's an interesting theory.
People that say that, my bad. Well, clear my throat, but yeah, people say we didn't land on the moon.
That's a good theory. I'm on the fence about that too.
You don't think we did?
I mean, first of all, I love space. No, don't get me wrong. I wanted to be an astrologist.
Exactly.
You know,
my bro. But I know we was in the moon, my nigga.
Okay, well let me tell you this. We gotta look it up. But supposedly there's a theory that that video
is
the
staged.
Flag was moving, but in space is a vacuum. So how is the flag moving? When it should just be.
I don't know.
It's stagnant.
I don't think about it because it wasn't be up there.
And think about the technology. Yeah. Our phones are more powerful than what they had back then.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. It's different though.
But we have science. Like but we have science. We have facts to kind of back things up. So I listen to the flat Earth theories. You know, I like to understand where you're coming from. Like,
I thought that a long time ago.
But see, that's the thing, bro. You gotta understand.
Bro, no.
You gotta understand what that don't mean. But that doesn't mean you don't. No. You don't have to like believe that.
I don't believe it.
But I listen to the person to explain his argument.
I'm like, damn, this nigga's stupid. That's what I think. He don't know what he's talking about. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, wow.
No, you can say that. You can.
They can't tell me where I fall off of the earth at. They can't tell me where the edge of the
because
earth is.
Because it's a theory.
It's a theory. Hasn't been proven because it's
but
no
see,
facts
but they're explaining how they, like why, what theory. They feel.
People think the Big Bang Theory is like so, such a thing. Like we just came, boom.
This impossible. Came. Yeah.
Impossible.
I will say that anybody that tells me about the Big Bang, I just debunk it immediately because I start talking about how, you know, unique we are. Like
exactly.
That. This did not just pop up out of nowhere. Nah.
Bro, like this.
Come on, bro. So like, get out of my sight.
People are so stupid, bro. I mean, aliens, I always say there's 50-50.
I'm with you, 50-50. Supposedly, there's 32, more than 32. It's a bunch of universes out there.
Well, yeah,
so, you know, to say that, you know, we're the only ones here.
I'm saying that, yo.
But hey, look.
Hey, you want to fly down? Shoot me up with some superpowers. Hey. I'm with it. Then yeah. I start flying and laser beaming everywhere.
But
I'm
not
cool
yeah.
with that. But, I mean... That's our take on it for conspiracy theories and whatnot. Hearing us rant about it, I mean,
I could go on about
how
this.
Is conspiracy yeah, theories, bro. If y'all want to talk to anybody,
I have my master. I have my master's, but yes, not. But like I said, guys, I just want to understand the world.
Wokeness.
I want to understand the world and
but some things
just
me, I do
man.
Not want to understand.
But like I said, bro, I don't trust our government. So you know, and if you know, you know. You know, I could go on all day about stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the government is chopped, bro. The government is garbage, but yeah, for sure. Some things I'd be like, okay.
But like I said, if we could get together and if we could get out here in the communities and change, then, you know, then we can go ahead and...
Black people, brown people.
Really do it, you know. Like, we have to have people. And, like one thing, bro, I heard the other day...
White people get it together too, because y'all be wild. Oh my days.
Somebody's... I heard a young man say that he didn't want to become a police officer.
He shouldn't have been a pig.
You see, we have to change that mindset.
For what?
We need our brothers and sisters to be in the police force. We need them to be lords. We need them to be... All
right,
you know,
so
we need our people
we have
in
more
positions of power.
Black and brown people need to start
you know,
off and off.
We need
white
to
officers.
Change that... Don't get me wrong. There are some bad police officers out
some.
There.
Some?
There are. Don't
majority is bad.
Majority, 80%. But there are good... There are good cops as well. There are good cops and bad cops as well. But see, we, in order for change, we have to accept, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can go on forever.
Bro, there are plenty of bad cops. We just need to kill them all, kill all the racists, kill them all.
We need more training for police reform. You know, not just anybody could become a police officer. I need
somebody to just come down.
Anybody. Blow it up. You know, people are really trigger happy.
Blow it up.
Rest in peace to that young man that just died a couple of days ago.
Sean Wright.
Yeah, man. That is crazy.
Blow it up, bro. That's what I'm saying.
For no reason.
Bro, blow it up. That's what I'm saying. Bro,
I literally was pulled over a couple of days, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, over there, out there at Super Terrace, you know, hot day is over there.
Yes.
And but the officer, she was really nice, you know, like she pulled me over for something completely minor, you know, and I was, you know, respectable, you know, I wasn't, you know, trying to, you know, hey, da da da, you making
wheels.
Me look, you know what I'm saying, bro, you know, but then you have some people that just, you know, are looking to cause shit, you know what I'm saying?
Racist. Hey. Like I said before, I'm going to say it again.
But see, you have to understand, police officers...
Kill them all!
Police officers originated from, you know...
State Patrol!
Why
would I ever want to sign up for that? Why would I ever want to be a pig? But all right, that's enough of our rants for today.
But not even a pig, you know. You want to help protect you want to help protect your community. But like I said, I understand.
Bacon, nigga. You sausage. You sausage links, nigga. You funny, bro. Bacon, dog. All right, but this is the AK96 podcast. Yes, sir. This is our rant for today as our comeback, because we haven't been recorded for
Hit us up if you have any questions about conspiracy.
Hit him up.
You can hit me up. You got some conspiracies too.
I don't believe them things. But you know what it is. Follow us on Spotify at AK96 Podcast. Follow us at Apple Podcast at the AK96 Podcast. And please subscribe. Subscribe, share, and repost. That really
repost,
helps us.
Repost.
And you know, send us some topics too if you guys want to. Send it to him, by the way. Don't send it to me because I got my own stuff going on. But so enjoy and
just hit up the page, guys.
Hit up the page and see you guys.
We out.